Hey everybody, Josh Peck here with Josh Peck Disclosure. If you haven't had a chance, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Lots of cool stuff updated every day, and one of the coolest links is the donate button. The reason it's so cool is because it helps out, and it's the only reason that we're able to keep doing what we do. You can also go to patreon.com/joshpeck to support what we're doing here. So I'm going to make this one kind of quick. I'm going to try to anyway. But there's this, CNN actually tried to say that there have been 22 school shootings this year, but it's a total lie. So like a week or two ago, CNN reported on the latest awful mass shooting at an American school, but this time it's in Santa Fe High School in Texas, where 8 people were murdered. But according to CNN, one of those shootings has been happening at a school more than once per week. CNN tweeted out, including today's shooting incident at Texas High School this year, there have already been 22 school shootings where someone was hurt or killed. That averages out to more than one shooting a week. I don't know about that. So, okay, obviously every shooting is an act of evil. But that statistic it's just a lie, and CNN used this use these parameters for their count. They said that a shooting that involved at least one person being shot, not including the shooter, a shooting that occurred on school grounds, including grades K through college or university level, including gang violence, fights, and domestic violence, and including accidental discharge of a firearm, as long as the first two parameters are met. So in other words, not mass shootings, not even purposeful shootings, not even shootings involving children. If a gang member shot another gang member on school grounds during the summer, this would count as a school shooting, according to this poll, according to CNN's idiotic logic. Idiotic logic. That sounds like a cool band name or a song or something. But so if a wife shot a husband at a school, they would count it. So here are some of the 22 supposed shootings that CNN counted. On April 12th in Rayton, Missouri, somebody fired a gun in the parking lot of a track meet and one man was wounded. So that's what they counted that. April 9, Glaubersfield, New York, a student shot another student with a BB gun. March 13th, Seaside, California, a teacher accidentally discharged a firearm during a public safety class, and no one was killed, so they counted that. They counted that as a school shooting. When you think school shooting, do you think of that? No, but they're trying to push a narrative here. So March 8th, Mobile, Alabama, a non-student was shot at an apartment on the University of South Alabama campus. So, of course, they got to count that. March 7th, Birmingham, Alabama. 2 students were shot accidentally during dismissal time at school. March 7th, Jackson, Mississippi. A student was shot at a dorm in Jackson State University, in his dorm. So that was counted as a school shooting. March 2nd, Mount Pleasant, Washington. 2 non-students were shot at a dorm in Central Michigan University, and police blamed a domestic dispute. Yet that somehow is a school shooting. February 27th, Norfolk, Virginia. A student at Norfolk State University was apparently accidentally shot from an adjacent dorm room. February 27th, it had been Mississippi. A non-student was shot at a recreation center at Mississippi Valley State University. February 24th, Savannah, Georgia. A non-student shooter shot a non-student victim on the Savannah State University campus. February 9th, Nashville, Tennessee, a 14-year-old shot a 17-year-old in a targeted murder attempt in a parking lot of a school. February 1st, Los Angeles, California, a 12-year-old girl accidentally shot 2 15-year-olds. January 31st, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a 32-year-old non-student was shot outside a high school after a fight. And January 20th, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a college football player was shot to death on campus at a party. Okay, so none of these events met the more typical definition of a school shooting, which is a multiple murder attempt at a school campus directed at children. CNN merely broadens the definition to include typical murders that happen to take place on school campuses or in parking lots or including non-students. And of course, those are terrible. Those are awful and they're evil and they should be taken care of. And, you know, we got to do something about it. But it's not a school shooting. You know, it's not what we've seen in Parkland and in Santa Fe and all these places. So it doesn't mean that these incidents are unworthy of reportage, but it's plainly dishonest to state, as CNN does, that there have been 22 school shootings this year. When you remove those on the list that we just went through that don't fulfill the typical definition, the number is more like 7. Not good, and it still needs to be taken care of, but 7. Now, again, 7 is terrible, but 22 is just blatant misreporting. But CNN has an agenda, and they don't want to let facts get in the way. Okay, if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Please donate if you can. Go to patreon.com/joshpeck. You can get contests. You get entered into contests, all sorts of free books if you donate there. But donations help keep this channel going, and it would be greatly appreciated. All right, joshpeckdisclosure.com. Make sure you head over to there. All right, I love you all. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.